the hypocrisy of most marriages that gets me down.
No?
Yes, Vicky. I mean, the way you see lots of couples being all lovey-dovey in public when there are other people there, and you know full well that as soon as they're alone together, they spring apart like opposite poles.
Like what?
Opposite poles, Anna. It's a scientific image.
Really?
Yes, from magnetism. Magnets have poles, and opposite ones spring apart from each other.
Repel.
I beg your pardon, Roger.
The scientific word for when magnets spring apart is repel.
Well, that works even better for marriage, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, it would, except for the fact that it's like poles which repel. Opposite poles attract.
Oh. Schoolwork never was your strong point, was it, Charlotte?
Look, just because I didn't do A-levels doesn't mean that... Anyway, the fact that I got the image wrong doesn't change my point. There are a lot of marriages in which the partners only touch in public. In private, they repel away from each other like poles.
No, that doesn't sound very good, does it? I mean, as an image.
All I'm saying is that when anyone asks me why I'm not married...
Nobody actually has asked you why you're not married today, Charlotte.
No, but when they do, I say it's because the whole basis of marriage is hypocrisy.
So you're saying it was hypocrisy that broke up your marriage, are you?
Yes.
Well, whose hypocrisy? Yours or his?
The hypocrisy of the whole institution of marriage.
Oh, I always thought yours broke up because he fell for someone younger.
Now listen, Vicky, if we're going to get on to marital shortcomings, there's a few...
Coffee!
What?
Time for coffee. Charlotte, you can help me get it.
Surely you don't need any help.
If you would. Thank you.
You two go through to the conservatory. We'll bring it out there. Anna, why on earth do you need me to...
Go through, then, shall we?
Mm.
Anna does look after this place well, doesn't she?
Mm.
Victoria?
Roger.
What's the matter?
Well, I mean, you've got your arms around me.
Yes.
Well, why?
Why not? We are married.
Yes, that's the point. I mean, you've had over 20 years of marriage when you could have spontaneously put your arms around me. You know, I mean, not in bed, but... And, well, generally speaking, you haven't.
No.
So why, suddenly?
Well, I just thought I might. Don't you like it?
No, I mean, it feels a bit odd, but, not unpleasant.
Good. I could kiss you.
Oh. Well, I don't know that that'd be... Roger.
Now listen, Charlotte, you are not to say anything.
About what?
About Victoria's affair with Tim.
I thought it wasn't an affair.
But no, it wasn't. It ended up just being an illicit lunch with Tim.
Well,
the fact remains that Roger mustn't find out about it.
I'm not the sort of person who goes blabbing about other people's affairs to their partners.
I'm just reiterating, don't do it.
But
when you and Victoria start getting at each other, you both become totally irrational.
She becomes irrational, I agree. I remain perfectly in control.
No, you don't. There are certain trigger subjects which get you so furious you'd say anything to get back at her.
That is just not true.
Oh, yes, it is. You get unbelievably vicious. Say, for instance, Victoria starts on about the way you bring up Giselle, or the fact you haven't got any A-levels.
All right, so maybe I haven't got any A-levels. What's so important about bloody A-levels, I'd like to know? I don't notice that your A-levels have done you much good, Anna. I mean, you still only work as a dentist receptionist, don't you? And I don't see you getting any more... I'll take the tray in, shall I, Anna?
Fine.
If you could just open the door... Well, here we are. Here's the... Good heavens.
What's the matter?
I've never seen that before.
What?
Roger and Victoria are holding hands.
Yes.
Yes.
Good God.
Right, now. Anyone want anything with their coffee liqueur?
Oh, I don't think I should, thanks.
Oh, come on, Sunday afternoon. It's hours before you have to get in the car. You know, relax a little.
Well, those of us who are capable of relaxing can relax a little.
Charlotte, don't you...
Now, look, I've got cognac, armagnac or cointreau.
Armagnac would be heaven. Set all that lovely wine at lunch.
Victoria?
Well...
Oh, go on.
Oh, right.
Roger?
Thank
you. I've got some malt whiskey in the kitchen, if you'd rather.
Oh, yes, that does sound good.
You don't like malt whiskey?
Funny, I've suddenly developed a taste for it, only recently.
Won't be a moment, Roger.
I'll come and give you a hand.
No, but he said it. Do you know, actually,
I don't know what's got into Roger. Malt whiskey? Very odd.
And holding your hand?
Yeah, that's extremely... No, that's not at all unusual, Charlotte. Outsiders don't often see it, but there is a very strong physical element in our marriage.
Uh-huh.
There is.
I've never seen you show any physical interest at all in each other.
Well, that's because we do it when you're not there.
Oh, jolly well hope so. Marriages are made in bed, aren't they?
I didn't mean that.
Didn't mean what?
Well, you know, that. I was just talking about touching.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
When I was asking Emily about it, she said she'd never seen you demonstrate any physical affection to anyone.
Did she? Well, I think you've got a bloody nerve asking my daughter things like that.
From the start, I've made sure that Giselle sees lots of displays of physical affection from me.
No, I'm sure. I always think that must have been a little confusing for the child, though.
Why?
For seeing her mother demonstrating physical affection to so many different men.
Oh, deeply amusing, Vicky. As a matter of fact, I think Giselle's benefited enormously from the variety of social input.
Social input? Well, that's a new description for it.
Better for a child to grow up in a lively bohemian environment than in an atmosphere of stifling middle-class gentility.
It's better for a child to grow up with the continuity of the same mother and father, I'd have thought.
Giselle doesn't want that. She was saying only the other day how glad she was not to have some bloody man around the place all the time.
She parrots anything you tell her to.
She does not.
And it may all be very winsome and charming at the moment, but precocious children have a pretty rough ride later on.
Giselle is not precocious.
I don't see how she could have avoided it the way you brought her up.
Now listen, Vicky, don't you start on the way I bring up Giselle. At least she grows up in a house where there's some passion, not in a bloodless, disinfected, sanitised morgue in Beckenham.
Now, listen, Anna, you're not to say anything.
About what?
About what I told you about.
Hmm?
My product manager for Fancy Biscuits.
Oh, yes.
Well, you mustn't breathe a word to Victoria about what I...
Roger, there is not the remotest danger in the world of my ever mentioning anything about it to anyone, least of all Victoria.
Oh, good. Because the thing is, I've only recently realised just how appallingly I've been behaving. And how lucky I am to have Victoria. She's a wonderful wife and mother. She's... Well, a man couldn't ask for anything more in a woman. Hardly. And to think I was prepared to put all that at risk. It brought me up short, I can tell you. What a shit. So, anyway, from now on, I'm really going to take notice of Victoria. I'm really going to concentrate on her. On her needs, her priorities.
Well, that's good news, isn't it?
Oh, yes, you bet.
And it means everything's over between you and your fancy woman?
Well, no, not in fact.
Ah.
I mean, it's nearly over. I've decided it's got to end, but...
But what?
We may be meeting next week.
Where?
There's a biscuit and nutrition conference in Preston.
You know all the romantic places, Roger.
Well, and the thing is, we had talked of meeting there, me and,
Your fancy lady.
Well... I mean, I don't think we actually should meet. I think we should end the whole thing.
I didn't say a word, did I?
No. I wish you would.
What?
Say a word. Tell me I'm doing wrong. Tell me I've got to stop seeing her.
I think that's a decision you have to reach on your own, Roger.
Yes. Yes, you're right. Damn it!
I should be off too.
Oh, you don't have to go yet. Have another cup of coffee.
If you're saying I'm drunk and shouldn't be driving...
I'm not. I'm just saying, sit down, have some more coffee, and we'll have a chat.
Oh, you're right, though. I do drink too much.
Oh, occupational hazard for an actress, isn't it? I've often heard you say how much you need a few drinks to unwind after a show.
Yes. And when did I last have that excuse?
Hmm?
When did I last work?
Well...
And it's going on to my hips, too.
What is?
The booze, the food, whatever.
You still look pretty good, Charlotte.
Yes, but for how much longer? Looking good takes more time every morning. I've always got by being the pretty one.
Well...
It's true. Even in my work. I got a lot of parts in my 20s because I looked decorative, because a lot of directors fancied me.
Plenty of men still seem to fancy you.
Don't fancy me enough to employ me. Actually, you know, I never was a very good actress. And now I'm losing my looks.
Really, Charlotte? What's brought all this on?
I don't know. My last birthday, I suppose. 44 I was.
I know.
Well,
that's not very old.
It may not be by your standards, it is by mine.
Thank you.
I just can't think of anything to look forward to.
There are lots of things.
Name one.
Well,
there'd menopause, I suppose. Yes, that's a jolly prospect, isn't it? And no doubt getting even fatter. HRT patches stuck all over my fat bum. Then what? Brittle bones? Nobody will want me then.
Of course they will.
Nobody wants me now.
But what about all your old boyfriends? Patrick, for instance.
He's been off filming like forever. Or at least he's probably back by now and just hasn't phoned me. At least Victoria's got Roger.
Oh, after all the things you've said about Roger, that is...
I know, I know. Living with Roger must be like permanently suffocating in a collapsed tent. But at least Vicky's got him. And I haven't got anyone.
You've got Giselle.
She doesn't care. As long as I keep opening my purse for her. My purse for her, my legs for men. That sums up everything anyone will ever want me for ever again. And it's only a matter of time before the men lose interest.
Charlotte, I think you're being maudlin and self-indulgent.
Why shouldn't I be maudlin and self-indulgent?
Because there is rather more to life than you seem to think. It is possible to lead a perfectly fulfilled life without a permanent relationship.
What? Like you do?
All right, yes.
But... Oh, Anna... I couldn't stand it.
What?
Just the thought. The thought that I might end up like you.
Look, I can't talk for long. No, she's here, but she's doing some exercise routine. Can't you hear the music? Listen, I've told everyone at work I do need to be at the Biscuit and Nutrition Conference. Yes, so am I. Well, part of me is. No, no, I didn't mean that. I can't start on all... I just rang to say I'll see you in Preston on Thursday. Yes, so do I. Well, part of me does. No, no, I didn't mean I... Look, she's coming. I must ring off. Bye.
Hi.
Well, this is a new routine.
Step aerobics.
Oh.
Very efficient.
Good. And that thing specially designed for it?
I was very lucky. It was on offer. Less than £50.
And what's it called? A step?
Yes, I suppose so.
And you just step on and off it, like that?
Actually, I'm lucky, compared to a lot of wives. You don't keep going on and on to me about money. You're very generous.
Well...
Those red roses were super.
It was nothing. I just...
I think things are picking up for us, Roger.
Really?
Well, he, you know, bed.
Ah.
Been better recently, hasn't it? I mean, you've been showing a lot more interest.
Oh?
Almost as if you were trying to prove something.
Well, what would I be trying to prove?
Well, just that you do still love me.
Ah. Oh, yes.
And it makes me feel so much better about myself. That's why I'm doing this. I can still look good, you know.
Certainly.
Did you notice on Sunday how much weight Charlotte had put on?
Not really.
She's getting to look positively blousy. No one can see exactly what Charlotte's going to look like in a few years' time. If I keep this fitness thing going, I'll soon have a better figure than she has.
Sure you will, yes.
Roger. There is another reason why I'm feeling good about myself at the moment.
Oh?
You remember Tim, who we met at the Watsons' party a few weeks back?
Oh, yes, rings a bell.
He made a pass at me.
Really?
Wanted to go to bed with me.
Good heavens.
Don't sound so surprised.
No, that wasn't a good heavens, good heavens. It was just a good heavens.
Ah.
So, what happened?
Nothing.
Oh.
Well, I was flattered. That's partly why I'm feeling so good about myself. You know, the fact that someone else could fancy me. And I won't deny that I was tempted, but I said no.
Why?
Because of you, Roger. Marriage is a two-way thing, and so long as you're not being unfaithful to me, then I have no right to be unfaithful to you.
Oh, God.
So, as I say, I feel great. Happier than I have for years.
Ah.
And very strong.
Good. I'll do it.
Hello? Oh, Charlotte. Yes, she is. Just get her. What? I'll hand you over.
Be prepared.
Charlotte wants to tell you herself that she's about to get married again.
What?
And since my first experience of marriage had proved so painful, I really never thought I'd be interested in a woman again. But that was before I met Charlotte.
Oh, Gordon.
And suddenly, pow, two lonely people, two pieces of the jigsaw suddenly click to make the complete picture.
Rather small jigsaw. Vicky?
Well, we're all very happy for you both.
Thank you. It's so wonderful to be coming into a ready-made family. You all seem such warm and giving people.
Oh, yes, Gordon. And it's lovely to have you as part of our dear octopus.
Sorry?
You didn't say octopus, did you, Charlotte?
Yes, it's the title of a play. I was in it once in rep by, someone.
Dodie Smith.
Oh, yes, right. And the dear octopus is the family, you know, all that love reaching out its tentacles to the different family members.
With a view to throttling them?
No, no, with a view to giving them, like, a hug, Victoria.
I've never really fancied being hugged by an octopus.
No, but then you've never fancied being...
I gather from what you were saying that you were an only child, Gordon.
That's right. When I was young, all I had was imaginary brothers and sisters.
Believe me, they're the best kind.
Vicky.
And I assume you've met Giselle. Have you got her seal of approval?
Oh, yes. I think we're going to be great chums.
I'm sure they are. And I've always said how much Giselle would benefit from having a man around all the time.
Yes. It's been nice for you, Gordon, having a ready-made daughter as well.
Oh, you bet. Giselle's a real little cutie, isn't she?
That's one description, certainly.
Interesting coincidence, though, Gordon, you and me both being in the food business, isn't it?
Yes, yeah. I was with Cadbury's for absolute yonks. Now I'm with B&J on the cereal side.
Ah, the embattled cereal side.
You certainly said it there, Roger. Anyway, I think that little bit will see me through till retirement. Not so long away now.
No.
And I'm sure Charlotte will find it such a refreshing change. After all that mindless theatrical gossip, you know, to get the chance to have a really good chat about cereals.
As a matter of fact, Vicky, Gordon and I have made this pact. In our relationship, we're neither of us ever going to talk about work, are we, lovey?
No, darling, we're not.
And anyway, when we're married, I'm intending to work a little less.
Bit difficult, won't it?
I think that sometimes it's a very good idea for a married couple to keep their working and private lives separate.
Exactly. Charlotte and I are going to concentrate on the things that really matter.
Like what?
Each other. From the moment we get married, I'm going to devote myself 100% to the in-depth exploration of Charlotte Graves. Yeah. Everything about her, for as long as it takes.
Well, I hope you got something sorted out for the evening.
It's been lovely to see you all.
Mm.
Before we go, love, I just nipped to the loo.
Roger, I don't know. Why does he drink if his bladder can't cope?
Maybe he just enjoys it.
Mm. For some reason, he seems to be knocking it back even more than usual at the moment.
Probably just the stresses of family life in Beckenham.
I must go. Thank you for having us, Charlotte. Tell Roger I'm in the car.
Dear, oh dear. Do I get the feeling that someone's nose is just the teensiest, weensiest little bit out of joint?
Don't worry. It's just Victoria. I think she really liked Gordon.
If you imagine I give a damn what she thinks about him.
No, no. Fine. You look very good together.
Thanks. I mean, he is that much older, but I just think, well, I need security. Maybe since Daddy died, there's been a void in my life for an older man.
A void which can't be filled by younger men, in whatever quantity?
Maybe not.
It's just Gordon and me. Well, it seems to work. I need a bit of stability. He's got a private income, and God knows I'm sick of running.
Yes. I see no reason why it shouldn't work. Wonderfully well.
No, we're both people who've been bruised by life. We need a little slow mutual healing.
Exactly.
I mean, after the way his first wife treated him, having an affair virtually under his nose, well, no wonder he's a bit cautious.
Hmm. I was surprised he went home this evening.
Well, he's got an early start tomorrow. Travels a lot for his work.
Oh, of course.
No, I mean, normally he would be staying, you know. We've actually living together, got keys to each other's places and so on, but... And, of course, the sex is just absolutely... Well... But you know, we've got the rest of our lives to do all that.
Right.
Since you ask about sex...
I haven't asked about the sex.
Not in words, but clearly you want to
I
know.
I have no desire to know
With
anything.
Gordon, it's, well, different. Reassuring. Very safe. The sort of sex you can see going on for a long time. As a kind of comfort.
Good. Because, as you're always saying, marriages are made in bed.
Oh, that's obviously an element, but I think it's probably one that becomes less important as you get more mature. Companionship is what counts.
Yes.
No. As I say, it's absolutely fine.
So, if any of your old boyfriends were suddenly to pop up through a trap...
I'd tell them very firmly to pop straight back down again.
Good. Do you think Roger's all right?
What?
Oh, Lord. No, I'll just go and check. Dick, could you get my coat, love? It's on your bed.
Sure.
Roger?
Yes?
Are you all right in there?
Yes. Yes, sorry. Sorry, I...
You're not ill?
No. I'm just thinking about things.
Things in Preston, by any chance? Like biscuit and nutrition conferences tomorrow night?
That kind of thing, yes.
Ah.
I'm just wishing that... Oh, I don't know. Something would happen to make up my mind for me.
I thought you'd made up your mind, hadn't you?
Well, yes, yes, I have, but...
Well, I'm sure you'll have a very nice time in Preston. Be a good chance to get to know Gordon better, apart from anything else.
Gordon?
Yes. Weren't you here when... No, of course, I arrived first, didn't I? No, Gordon was saying he was going to be at the conference.
What conference is this?
Biscuits and Nutrition in Preston tomorrow night. Apparently Gordon's going to be there.
Hmm. He's certainly away on business.
But he didn't say where?
Remember one of the ground rules of our relationship? We don't talk about work.
Ah, right.
Oh, I think that could be Victoria.
Oh, Lord, yes, I must go. Thank you so much, Charlotte. Glad to see you found someone normal at last after all those frightful theatrical johnnies.
Oh.
Night-night, Anna.
Nice to see you, Roger.
Bye.
And I hope you managed to make your decision all right.
Yes, thank you.
What decision's that?
Oh, nothing. Oh, look, I must go too. Delighted to see you so happy, Charlotte, love. Mm-hmm. I think Gordon's terrific.
Well, I like him.
Thanks for a lovely evening. Bye.
Bye. Hello. Well, hello, stranger. Patrick, where on earth have you been?
I would be equally excited if I lived.
Hello?
Less than 90.
Oh, yes, he is. Just a moment. Roger, for you.
Hello? Oh, hello? Look, I'll go to another phone. It's work. A call from work, Victoria. It's just a work call. I'll take it in the hall. Because it's work.
Fine.
Why on earth are you ringing me at home? Look, there was no other way I could do it. Your office said you were travelling all day and couldn't be contacted, so leaving a message for you at the hotel seemed... Yes, yes, I know. If there'd been any other way, believe me, I'd... Look, there's a guy who's about to be my brother-in-law who... No, no, look, please don't. Don't say never again. I mean, why don't we...
Any problems?
No, no, nothing important.
I was rather annoyed when they were in the evening.
Hmm.
Roger. Hmm? I'm glad you didn't have to go to that boring conference in Preston. Aren't you?
Well...
Because that means we're here together, doesn't it?
Hmm.
And we can have an early night, can't we?
Yes.
That'd be nice, wouldn't it?
Yes, Victoria.
Oh, that's nice, Patrick. That's nice. This is the last time, like I said, but it is nice. No, Patrick, I must be with you in a minute. Now, shush. Hello?
Charlotte, darling, it's me.
Hi.
Just had to ring you, because I love you.
Oh, well, that's nice. How are things in Preston?
I'm not in Preston.
No?
No. I'm talking on the portable.
Oh, where from?
Right outside the bedroom door, darling. Surprise. Surprise!
So you called it off?
Well, yes. I had to, really. I mean, it became more and more clear that Gordon just wanted someone to look after him in his old age. And although I was prepared to make the sacrifice, I kept asking myself, am I being fair to Giselle?
And what answer did you come up with?
Regretfully, no.
Right. So, does this mean you're going through one of your celibate phases at the moment?
Well, actually, Patrick's just popped up through the trap.
And did you tell him firmly to pop straight back down again?
No. It's rather nice to see him, actually. I mean, of course, all this happened after I decided that things weren't going to work out with Gordon.
Oh, of course. So, basically, life's all right.
Well, one struggles on, doesn't one?
Oh, yes, certainly. What's the alternative?
Exactly. One thing puzzles me, though.
What's that?
I just wonder what on earth made Roger think that Gordon was going to that conference in Preston.
Oh.
You haven't got any idea, have you, Anna?
No, Charlotte. Sorry. No idea at all.
In episode 6 of No Commitments, Rosemary Leach played Anna, Nicola Paget, Victoria, and Josie Lawrence, Charlotte. Roger Lloyd Pack played Roger, and John Badley, Gordon. The music was composed and performed by Elizabeth Parker of the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. No Commitments was written by Simon Brett and produced by Paul Schlesinger.